Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Emotional and graphic testimony today in day two of the trial of now admitted Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev. Jurors heard from survivors of the bombings and the father of the youngest victim who died. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz joins us from the federal courthouse in Boston. Jack, the father of 8-year-old Martin Richard, took the stand today. What did you hear from him?
We just heard a truly, truly horrific tale from Bill Richard, and that was, he said right after the bombing, he was actually blown into the street by the bombing, and what he did is he ran back, and his wife Denise and his three children, Henry, Jane, and Martin, were all sort of in a cluster, and he had to lift a police barricade off of them to get to them. And he saw Henry, and Henry had a few cuts, a few scrapes, but Henry was mostly in good shape. And he saw Jane try to stand up and walk toward him, but Jane fell over because her leg had been blown off by the explosion. So he took both of them, and he tried to cover their eyes as much as he could. He ran them to the other side of the street and sat them down, found someone to look after him because he had to go back and check on Denise and on Martin. And he got back and he saw Martin's injuries. And he said in that moment he knew that Martin was not going to make it. Mm. And he had to make a decision as a parent. He said that he still had a little girl across the street who had just lost her leg. And he told his wife, Denise, that he was going to go with Jane, go with Henry in the ambulance and go to the hospital. He said, I've already lost Martin. I can at least try to make sure that I don't lose Jane as well.
Oh, my gosh. He wasn't the only one who testified. We also heard from some of those severely injured, including Jeff Bowman, who lost both of his legs in the bombings. What did he say today?
Bowman talked about the moment he lost his legs. He said he was blown off his feet, and he opened his eyes, and he was looking at the sky. And he said, wow, I've never heard fireworks like that or heard a cannon like that. And he said throughout the whole process, he never felt any sort of pain. And he finally looked down at his legs and he saw exactly how mangled they were. He had lost portions of both of his legs. And he remembers Carlos Arredondo, the man in the cowboy hat, running over to him and just grabbing him with one hand almost by the front of his shirt and throwing him into a wheelchair and running with him. And the whole time he was just saying, hey, stay with me, stay with me. Don't go to sleep. And through the whole time, he said he had been expecting to die. But once he got to the hospital, he said he knew that he was going to make it. He figured that as soon as he got to the hospital, as long as he got to a doctor, he would be okay.
Bowman helped identify the late Tamerlan Tsarnaev, Zahar's older brother. How did he and the others react to seeing Zahar Tsarnaev in person?
There was an interesting moment when he first approached the witness stand, and that is because Jeff Bowman wears shorts because he lost both of his legs above the knee, so he wears shorts because pants can trip up his mechanical knee. So as he's approaching the witness stand, you see him walking up, and his prosthetic legs are very, very visible. And we were in the overflow room, so we had a view of Tsarnaev's face, and we saw Tsarnaev look over and watch as Bowman walked up. And I was watching to see if Tsarnaev would give any sort of reaction. Tsarnaev gave absolutely no reaction. Blank expression and just continued watching. That's how he's been all trial.
Continued watching them, not looking down, looking straight ahead at those testifying?
Well, once they actually get on the stand, he has tended to look away or look down. But when they approach the witness stand, he has pretty consistently been watching them walk up and watching them get sworn in. After a while, he does tend to look down, as we've seen. He starts fidgeting, taking notes, etc.
Now, jurors also heard from first responders and FBI agents, and so far the defense has not cross-examined anyone, right?
The defense has not cross-examined anyone except for the very first witness, who is the executive director of the BAA, but most of his testimony is just about the history of the marathon. But all of these emotional witnesses, these marathon victims, the defense has not cross-examined. You have to imagine from their perspective, their testimony is incredibly damaging to their client. They probably can't wait to get them off the stand fast enough.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz from the federal courthouse. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.